it's clear that in some parts of the country, there's a different incidence of hypersensitivity reaction. And it's very important to separate that from the skin rash. The skin rash issues are virtually identical between the drugs as best as I can see. It's also not clear to me that whatever the issue is with allergic reactions or hypersensitivity reactions to cetuximab necessarily has anything to do with the fact that it's a chimeric human murine molecule as opposed to panitumumab, which is a fully human molecule. And the interesting data that bears on this was some studies that were published by Christine Chung from Vanderbilt, where she showed that in normal volunteers, well, actually, the first thing she showed was that she could identify cetuximab-specific IgEs in the vast majority of patients experiencing hypersensitivity reactions. And in Tennessee and North Carolina, that incidence is actually almost 1 in 5, about a 20% incidence of serious or life-threatening allergic reactions to the first dose of cetuximab. That's an area of the country where panitumumab obviously is important, and cetuximab, as best I can see, would have little, if any, role. What she showed is that in normal volunteers in Tennessee, 20% or so had IgE specific to cetuximab, even though they'd never been exposed to cetuximab. So presumably there is some important allergen that's cross-reacting in the environment. And then she collaborated with investigators in Massachusetts and showed in Massachusetts that the incidence was 0.5%. That's very consistent with our observation at Memorial that we have approximately a 1% or slightly less than 1% incidence of hypersensitivity reaction to cetuximab. And I should point out that I don't believe we've had a single patient with a hypersensitivity reaction that's required overnight hospitalization. Usually they look sick, we treat them, we transfer them to our urgent care center for admission, and by the time we're ready to get them to a bed, they look too good to admit, and we watch them another couple of hours and send them home. So the allergic reaction for us is a relatively non-important issue. In some parts of the country, it's quite important. Other than that, for cetuximab, there are more data in conjunction with chemotherapy. With panitumumab, there are no data for using it with irinotecan in irinotecan refractory patients, and that's the primary place that I use the anti-EGFR agents. So for that reason, I'm more inclined to use cetuximab in my practice. I've used panitumumab when a patient has had a serious allergic reaction to cetuximab, but as I say, that's a rare phenomenon for us.